There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It sure is. Time for Grab Bag on Jones Keith, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. And let's start with this one, Jones. Joel Embiid has been suspended 3 games for shoving a writer. Getting to it with a guy. He didn't like an article, apparently, from somebody in the Philadelphia Inquirer, and he gave him a little shove.
Yeah.
Suspended 3 games.
It was a columnist at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Like, right.
Obviously, Embiid was wrong. Did you read the column?
I did not. I heard it referenced his late brother and his son, I think.
Yeah. And it said, you know, he keeps talking about how he wants to be a role model and live up to all these things. And this idea that, like, get my brother's name out of your mouth, get my kid's name out of my mouth, don't mention my family. So now I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
Like, I get not liking it. You don't have to like it.
I would take Embiid in the fight. I didn't see the other guy, but I'm guessing.
I would absolutely take Embiid in the fight.
Yeah.
But, like, this idea that, like, I'm going to beat you up, get my family's name out of your mouth, like that.
My wife's name.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like that fake machismo.
Yeah.
Like, I get Embiid not liking the column, but taking it to where he took it is insanity. Are you surprised he only, I'm surprised he only got 3 games.
Yeah, you'd think they might be a little bit harsher on that. Although I did see something great.
He wasn't going to play anyway.
I saw something great.
That too.
No, I saw something great on Twitter. Somebody was like, if you really want to punish him, make him play 3 games in a row.
He has to play in a back-to-back.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, like, dude, you got to play.
No, it's mandated. It's Friday and a Saturday game. You have to play in both.
I can't do it.
And so, like, I mean, did the guy cross a line? Maybe. But, like, acting that way with Embiid, the Sixers are a mess, by the way.
Sixers are a
mess. Before the year, I'm like, they're, like, up there with the Knicks. And
no. I want them on, like, the bottom tier.
As the next tier below the Celtics in the East. Wrong. Score one for Keefe on that one.
Ain't them.
Gary.
What was that? I was talking too much.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it. Molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
crab bag. How about the best NBA performance of the night? The segment within the segment. Last night, Darius Garland takes home that honor. 39 points, 8 assists in the Cleveland Cavaliers win over the Bucks. Cavs are rolling. What are you looking at? What's the problem?
There weren't any games last night, were there?
Yeah, there were no games last night.
The night before. I meant the night before.
I was going to say, I was like, I'm pretty sure there were no games in the NBA.
Taking it back to Monday night.
Okay, Monday night. Nice job, Darius Garland.
Yep.
Yeah, Cavs, you like the Cavs.
I do like the Cavs. You're the second best team. Me and Brad Stevens
You
like
and
them.
Brad Stevens like the Cavs.
Yeah.
I really don't like Darius Garland all that much.
Yeah,
but
he's nice.
That's a strong game.
That is a good game.
That's a real strong game.
From 2 nights ago, obviously.
From Monday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keeping you guys on your toes. Glad you were able to come up with that. Didn't stump you. Thunder and Cavs are the two remaining undefeated teams. Again, the last time they played was Monday.
Yeah.
Grab bag?
No. No, I don't think I will.
How about that? A little old cap. Shohei Ohtani had shoulder surgery. You getting a little concerned with the little surgeries and things this guy's having? Now, he's supposed to be ready for training.
He had the subluxation right in the World Series. So am I getting a little concerned? Yeah. But he's probably going to come back next year. And I mean, it's not going to go 50-50 again, but I don't know, go 30-20.
You think he'll be a good player still?
Yeah, and go like 15-5 as a pitcher?
You take
yeah, yeah, I would take him. Yeah, I mean, is it a little concerning? Sure. I'd take note of it
if I were
a Dodgers fan. But yeah, no, I think he's going to be fine.
Now, you're a college football guy, Jones. The first college football playoff bracket has come out. The projected bracket.
Did you watch any of this last night?
There's a lot going on in the world. I was locked in on the Bruins.
Yeah.
And then just all the touchscreens that I could find. Any touchscreen I could find with percentages and with votes and projections.
Yeah.
I was in on that.
I know so much about Cobb County.
Oh, yeah.
Montgomery County.
How they voted 4 years ago. How they voted 8 years ago. Where it's trending now. What percentage is complete.
Yeah.
How are they doing?
How many white women voted there?
Yep, the whites.
Yeah, exactly.
We talked about all of it last night. So I know I missed the unveiling.
I missed it too, and I'm kicking myself a little bit because I usually think that's a good production, by the way. It's just unveiling the preview for the 12-team playoff. I still didn't really get how BYU was the 4 seed.
So it is wild. So they have the college football playoff rankings, and they have 1 through 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the bracket where there's 12 teams in the bracket. So 4 get a bye, and then the other 8 duke it out. But they don't seed it 1 through 12. So it's kind of confusing.
No, apparently, I didn't know this until today. It apparently has to be, the top 4 seeds have to be conference champions.
Correct. So you can't have 4 SEC teams get a bye or 4 Big Ten teams get a bye.
Exactly. And so, apparently BYU is now in the Big 12, which I was completely
That'll blow your mind.
Yeah, I was not aware of that.
So it is going to look like Oregon, Georgia, Miami, BYU are the teams currently getting a bye.
Right, so that's Big Ten, SEC, ACC, Big 12.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the other 8 teams, the 5-12 right now would be Ohio State, Boise State.
Mm.
So you get that running back that's lighting the world on fire for
the three of them.
The Broncos.
Jayon Henderson, Quentin
Judkins. Oh, good point. You got the two running backs
with Ohio State.
I was talking about the Boise guy, but that'd be a running back fest. Indiana, Tennessee. Would be a matchup.
I like Indiana.
Hoosiers are rolling.
They're undefeated.
How about Alabama, Texas?
That's a nice game.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then Penn State, Notre Dame.
Two quarterbacks I don't want in the NFL.
Yep.
And then Penn State. I mean, those are interesting matchups.
Sark Bowl.
If the matchups actually played out that way, Penn State, Notre Dame, like good old school rivalry. Texas, and Alabama. Like those are, you know, two very relevant, nationally prominent programs. I mean, Indiana and who was it?
Tennessee.
Indiana and Tennessee. I personally would like that game. I don't know that there's a lot of pop to that game.
Yeah.
But some of the other ones there is for sure. And you're going to get these games on site, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, I like that.
Until you get to, is it the Final Four or is it just the Nationals? I forget what it gets down to. Maybe the semifinals.
The semifinals.
Yeah, so you're going to get a bunch of campus games, which is going to be fun. It's great. It's great for college football. I saw Prez tweet this last night. I don't get how we took so long to get here.
I have no idea.
We should have been here a long time ago.
Of all the things to explain to like younger kids that like stuff that happened when we were young, one of the most difficult is how they crowned college football champions.
Yeah.
So then they would play all these bowl games based on what conference they were in, and then they'd have a vote on who the best team was. So the best teams didn't play each other?
Yeah.
Well, some years they did.
Yeah.
Other years they didn't. One would be in the Rose Bowl, one would be in the Orange Bowl, and then you had to guess how that game would have played out.
And who voted? Oh, it was some, you know, 400-pound sports writer with coffee spilled all over his shirt.
They would know. They probably didn't see every team back then either.
They couldn't really tell. They definitely didn't watch every single game.
There was an East Coast bias. It was nonsense.
And that is how we crowned the national champion.
And then you finally had a BCS championship game.
Yep.
So you're like, all right, I guess I'll take that.
Yeah, you got the plus one.
And then it was the 4.
Yep.
And then they're like 8? No. 12.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm like, wait, what? They skipped over 8, which was also crazy.
But whatever, I like 12 better.
I'll take 12.
And they better get the 16.
It should be 16.
Yeah.
And then just stop.
Then I'll stop complaining.
D3's been on it for years. D1AA's been on it for years. D2, they all do a tournament. I think D3, they may have changed it. It used to be 28, so you'd basically have
That's too much.
I don't mind it, though, because like, if you're a conference champion in like a big enough conference, you're in. And then you might get waxed. There'd be some lopsided round ones. But you, the four best teams get a bye, and then everybody else plays each other. It was good. And you still get it all done by, like, December. Like, it's over before Christmas, I think.
Well, what about class time, Keith?
What do you mean?
What about going to class and your education?
Well, there's like a winter break. There's a Thanksgiving break.
You that's something everyone campus. Really cares about. That's not like a straw man thing. That's something people actually care about.
All the millionaires that are going to be playing in this college football tournament.
Yeah.
Although it is going to be weird. Like, so in this scenario, if Boise State beat Ohio State, you'd have BYU-Boise State as like a quarterfinal game. And you'd be like, wait a minute.
I don't love that.
So you went from like teams that were snubs to being like, these teams are
I waited my whole life for Boise State BYU. Yeah, know, no, like, thanks. At like, BYU.
Thought this was going to be a little bit better.
God, no.
Guess not.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab bag.
Macklin Celebrini was back for the San Jose Sharks, top pick in the NHL draft, BU kid.
Mm-hmm.
He made his debut in the opener for the Sharks, had, I think, a goal and assist, then got hurt. Then he came back last night. No points for him, but he's back, and that's good. I saw Draymond Green wearing his jersey the other night.
Oh, did he?
I think his dad is trainer for the Warriors. His dad has some connection with the Warriors.
Oh.
And so, yeah. So, Draymond,
so he'll be in the house tonight for the Tatum revenge game.
He could possibly could be.
How about that?
Possibly could be. So not too bad.
Grab bag.
Apparently Trevor Lawrence is dealing with a little something, and Mac Jones could be your starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
I read Trevor Lawrence was limited today. So is that trending towards him playing, or was he a downgrade at practice? I guess I'm unclear on that, but okay, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, come on down.
Get ready for that.
Sore left shoulder for Trevor Lawrence. You should be able to play with a sore left shoulder.
I would think.
A right-handed quarterback.
Jimmy G didn't.
Yeah, well, that's
well, Jimmy
true.
G, I mean, just fragile guy. What are you going to do?
Pigeon bones.
Yeah, what do you expect?
So, yeah, no, I would hope Trevor Lawrence can play through that. But if not, get ready for Mac Jones. We've all been clamoring for more Mac Jones. So
and you might get it.
Yeah.
You just might.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. We have an outfielder for you today, gentlemen. An outfielder, okay. Lefty stick, lefty arm.
Lefty stick, lefty
all
arm.
All left, and even played left field.
Wow.
Lefty stick, lefty arm, left field. Played for one team in his major league career.
Billy, we got to get this. One team guy.
Yeah. You guys will get this.
Lefty stick, left fielder.
And he played from 1994 to 2002.
Right in the wheelhouse.
With the Texas Rangers.
Is that all we get?
I can give you more. I thought you might have it after that.
No, we already had it after that.
I will continue. In 19...
Lefty stick,
Frank
Texas...
Catalanato.
No, he played for more than one team.
That was a professional hitter, though.
Yeah.
Frank Catalanato, professional hitter.
Oh, yeah.
This guy has a career 305 batting average. Probably should be in the Hall of Fame.
How are we so bad at this? I don't even have a guess.
In 1997, he finished 22nd in the MVP.
Oh, that guy.
He had 3 years with at least 100 RBI. He had 2 years with at least 20 long Johnsons.
Wow.
And he only played for the Texas Rangers. A career 111 hitter in the postseason.
I don't know.
What were the years again?
94 to 2002. He finished third in the Rookie of the Year in 1994. He lost to...
Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Bob Hamlin and Manny Ramirez. So
wow.
Stiff competition there.
Yeah. Bob Hamlin with the...
For this gentleman.
With the wire rim glasses.
Yep.
And Manny.
Yeah, Bob actually beat out Manny, which is
kind of that held up well.
Yep. Yeah.
Keith is like, I can't give you any more hints. You guys should get this by now.
Right. And we thought it was going to be easy, especially with one team.
I got
one
nothing.
Team.
I don't even have it.
One team. Lefty, yep. Lefty, lefty.
Oh, wow. Okay. Does the Twitch chat have it?
What do they got?
Twitch chat
has
Rusty Greer.
He got it!
Rusty Greer.
Rusty Greer, good job.
I thought you'd get Rusty Greer. It's a great name.
Dubs 985, Rusty Greer.
Rusty Greer.
People were guessing Will Clark. Definitely not.
No, not Will Clark. Played for a lot of teams.
Ooh, Juan Gonzalez. How did I at least not guess?
He was righty
bat. I couldn't even think of Texas Rangers.
There was a thing I saw on Instagram. It was awesome. They're like, oh, this would be the team you'd want in 93, and it was... Gonzalez, Canseco, Pudge, and Palmeiro.
Oh, God, what a team.
That's a team right there.
What were those guys up to, you think?
Was Canseco...
burning the cup that they were getting tested.
Was Canseco in Texas when the ball bounced off his head?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
He was in Texas when he pitched against the Red Sox at Fenway.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Text line nailed Rusty Greer. There were a lot of Rusty Greer.
They had Julio Franco, who was also a former random baseball player.
We just had him.
You know who I almost picked was from that same team?
David DeLucci? No.
Dean Palmer.
Oh, Dean Palmer.
Remember Dean Palmer?
It's a good one.
He played a good third base.
Kept that in the bullpen.
Yeah, no, that's my bad.
Yeah, boy.
I can circle back to it like a year later.
You ruined that one.
Don't worry about it.
Seriously, like you do that on Monday, we wouldn't get it.
That's right.
Guys,
I just said Dean Palmer.
Okay, Rusty Greer, though. Wow, nice career. 305 hitter.
I don't know what happened. He must have been cut short by injury because, like, that's a good career. He didn't play super long. Oh, 9 years, but, like, yeah, he was productive.
Very productive.
Nice ball player.
Yeah, some would say a very random baseball player.
22nd in the MVP vote.
Definitely random.
Just he tied. He had the
How
same...
did we not get it with that clue? 22nd in the MVP vote. How did we miss that?
He lost to Ken Griffey that year.
And here we are thinking like one team it would have been easy, but
he finished above Jeter that year.
Yeah, he did. He had more votes than Derek Jeter. So
wow.
Put that on his tombstone.
Yeah, in your face.
Not anytime soon. Wish him a long life.
Then a long healthy run there for Rusty Greer. Is that his real name?
Real name, Thurman.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Thurman
that.
Clyde Greer III.
I'd go by Rusty,
I'd
too.
Go Rusty.
He made a good call.
Yeah, he did.
He's a third, Keith.
He's currently the head coach for Fort Worth Christian School.
We all know Rusty Greer II is Rustie.
Yeah, it's like a Scottie Pippen thing. Yeah, exactly.
That would drive me nuts. I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Nice.
Oh, there you go. There's the grab bag today. Rusty on this Greer, fine, good. This fine day.
How about Rex Hudler?
Rex Hudler is a good one. Kevin Mensch got a giant head. He's another good one.
Rusty and Rex sounded like they played 80 years ago.
Mark Trumbo never played for the Rangers, text line.
Did he not?
Did he? I don't think so. Certainly not his whole career.
He'd sock you a dinger, though.
I think he was just Angels Orioles, wasn't he?
Probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd knock one. He'd park one for you.
The Trumbo drop?
Yeah, for sure. 617-779-7937. We got WEEI Afternoons at 2 o'clock again. They'll be joined by Scal and Adam Schefter, not in that order. And when we come back, it's time for the clip du jour.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.